On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
For five on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody, bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five. Number one,
you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and it is a victory Monday. Here's question number one: would the Bears have won this game if Giants quarterback Jackson Dart hadn't gotten knocked out of it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and now we have to ask the question, would Brian Daboll still have a job if Jackson Dart didn't suffer a concussion during that game? He was well on his way to 300 yards, as we've mentioned, 19 of 29 for 242, and he was sacked two times, so ran for touchdowns as well. You know, that's the other thing. He ran for two touchdowns. He had 66 yards on the ground. So I don't know. They looked pretty unstoppable to the point where the best stop for the Bears yet again when he was really cooking, especially in that second quarter, was a takeaway. You know, that was the only way they were able to stop them. So I don't necessarily know. Like, that was, I go back and forth. I'm still thinking if Jackson Dart's healthy, the Bears probably don't win that game. Now, did they take advantage of what was in front of them and the opportunities they had? Yes, but man, that's a good one. And now it's even more compelling because we know what happened to Brian Daboll earlier this afternoon. Morning?
Fired, by
afternoon,
the way.
Afternoon, 12:05. Yeah, multiple sources saying Brian Daboll is out as the Giants head coach.
The short answer is there's no way they were winning this game if Jackson Dart stayed in the game. I want to point something out. At halftime of this game, the Giants had 23 yards rushing on 10 carries. That's 2.3 per pop. Jackson Dart had 21 of those 23 yards. In the third quarter, they turned that man loose. He ended the day with 6 carries, that's 4 more, for 66 yards. They ended the day as a team with 30 carries for 169 yards. The threat of Jackson Dart's legs was something that Dennis Allen and the Bears had no ability to stop. And the only thing that stopped him was a concussion that took him out of the game. Jackson Dart's still completing passes over the middle into the flat if he doesn't come out of that game. So, no, I can't see a window. Not that Caleb Williams wouldn't have scored points. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they would not have stopped Jackson Dart to a satisfactory level to allow them to come back and win this game.
I really wonder what would have happened if Darius Slayton had stayed in the game, because that guy was making some big plays. He had 31 yard catch, a 38 yard catch, ended up with 4 catches for 89 yards. Tyreek Stevenson was having a hell of a time trying to stay on him in a couple of cases. But to answer the question, if we're going to promote, I guess I will just use me and not speak for you guys. If I'm going to promote the Bears' identity as being a fourth quarter clutch team with Caleb Williams being everybody's hero in the fourth quarter, and let's face it, the defense started to tighten up in the fourth quarter as well, then I will say, yes, the Bears still would have won that game. Or else, what are we talking about with Caleb Williams and his magical ability? So you're saying that Caleb Williams' magical ability is only based on Jackson Dart coming out of a game of rookie quarterback?
I'm saying
I'm saying Caleb Williams' magical ability doesn't apply to the defense because he doesn't play on the defensive side of the ball. And the only reason that the Giants stopped scoring is because Jackson Dart was out of the game, not because the defense tightened up. Jackson Dart was simply out of the game. Russell Wilson's trash.
I think it has to do with math. Probably not a one-score game that they can win if the flip side occurs.
Well, you guys are assuming that the Bears' defense would not have stepped up against Jackson Dart, and I'm thinking that they would
have. Is there any evidence that they had Jackson Dart in any way figured out
Didn't think it either, and then they got fired.
So if CeeDee Gardner Johnson had been dialed up against Jackson Dart, you think Jackson Dart would have magically escaped a cornerback just getting a free line to the quarterback?
Well, I don't know, because he was able to switch directions on that touchdown RPO pretty well. I know it's a basic play, but it works in high school and college for a reason.
I think they
I'm
run
not
out
trying
of time.
To be a jerk here. No, I'm just pointing out some thoughts.
I think the Bears would have still won the game.
If Caleb Williams had an effect on the defense, then I could come on to
I'm not saying that. I'm saying separately, the Bears defense played better in the fourth quarter. Caleb Williams played better in the fourth quarter. Yeah, they sucked a lot of the game. There's no doubt about it. But if we're going to say that's the Bears identity, this is what they do, I don't think a rookie quarterback in clutch time in the fourth quarter coming out is why the Bears ended
up
winning that game.
That never happened. See week one.
You don't think the Bears are better than they were in week
There's
one?
There's no way we're getting through five questions
Go!
Number two.
Next.
Well, Bears. Are you ready to call the Chicago Bears a good football team?
Yes. Good. Are they great yet? No. Can we evaluate them the same way we evaluate, you know, like the Lions, for example? And Robbie, I'm not just saying that because you're standing here sitting. I'm saying that because we likely saw Dan Campbell become the play caller yesterday pretty smoothly. They still scored over 40 points in that game. That's what I think of when I think of the class of the division. So, yeah,
I think
they're
good. That
was
a snuggy game if we were to go what Marshall's terms.
Yeah, no, 44-22. Yes, that was a snuggy game. And the Bears don't have a snuggy game yet. So until that happens, in the meantime, I'm just a warm, toasty cinnamon bun in my bed trying to not get out of bed this morning because it was cold. It's a Simpsons reference, too, where Homer calls himself a cinnamon bun. So, yeah, I think the Bears are good. I don't think they're great yet, but I don't think they can't be great.
I think the Bears can be good, and I think they can be great. They're not there yet. When they beat a team that has done something, a team with a winning record, a 500 team, when they beat a team like that, then come back and talk to me and we can have this discussion. But they haven't beaten anyone to make me say they're good because they beat other good teams. They've beaten bad teams. As I said off the top of the show, they have the bottom strength of schedule in the NFL. 35% of games. That's what Bears opponents have won. They have not faced a team yet that they have beaten that has a winning record. They only faced one team with a winning record. That was the Lions. You saw how that went.
There's not a lot of team. I was just trying to do the counting, and I ran out of time to do it. But I don't even think there's double-digit teams in the league right now that have six or more wins, maybe pretty close to it. The Bears are 6-3, so relativity factor. Yeah, I don't even know if good is the right word. I wish there was another word between average and good, because of course you have to look at the competition. Of course you have to look at the upcoming schedule at Minnesota, home against Pittsburgh, at Philadelphia, at Green Bay. For the purposes of this segment, I'll say they're good, but they got a long way to go to hold the distinction of being good.
Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score, here with Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Question number three, what was your biggest takeaway from week 10 around the NFL?
Well, number one, that I think the Lions are still very, very good. The fact that they can that gracefully score that many points, and where Dan Campbell, who, you know, we know as being the guy who always wants to go for it on fourth down, for example, and has that that kind of in-game thought process. The fact that he was the one calling plays, as we surmised, and the Lions won 44-22, that was a big takeaway for me. And I think the challenger to the Lions is the Rams. They looked absolutely great against the 49ers, 42-26 the final. So You know how I feel about the Rams. I picked them as my Super Bowl contending team. They haven't proven anything against that for me. So those were probably my two takeaways. I'm trying to figure out the NFC here. You know, that the Chiefs and Bills sorts itself out eventually in the AFC. But I'm still trying to figure out how real the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are, for example. They lose to the Patriots. So for me, it's still, the guys I thought were good in the NFC are still good.
I think my biggest takeaway is twofold. Number one, my Super Bowl pick is intact and headed towards the Super Bowl. That would be the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, I thought it was Pittsburgh.
I forgot you picked the Rams, too.
Yeah, I picked the Rams. But to Grody's point, which I know you've been waiting for this, the Steelers are in trouble. They have a
winning
record.
Did you notice I didn't say anything about it
today? They're 5-4. Well, you just said something. Right before I spoke, you just said something.
You're right. And yes. I'm staring at you right now.
Aaron Rodgers had a poor game. The Steelers look old. And I'm not just talking about Aaron Rodgers when I say that. But Aaron Rodgers does not look like he has rediscovered the fountain of youth. He will have to play better. But this is also an opportunity for the Bears in 2 weeks to maybe steal another win. I'm very interested to see if Aaron Rodgers still has the lease that he operates for Soldier Field and allows the Bears to play there every Sunday when they want to play home games. We're going to find out soon. So those are my two biggest takeaways. The Super Bowl contending Steelers are in a bit of trouble right now.
Time is undefeated.
It is.
Hey, you could admit that. We'll see what happens. First of all, thank you to the texters who actually came up with some good words. I was looking for the word when you're somewhere between average and good. Decent. Very good. Above average. Yeah.
Above average.
Yeah, above average is good.
Yes.
That is right.
Those are all fair.
I have trouble saying they're good. I really do.
Also, friend of the show, Mark Brady, the Bulls producer, texted in.
Love
he goes,
Brady.
Well, who knocked Jackson Dart out of the game?
Brady.
The Bears.
You make sense, Brady. That would have helped me in my cause here on Five on It if I had listened to Mark Brady. He's the goods.
Yeah,
shout out to Mark Brady.
Mark Brady usually will end well for you.
Talk about entertaining. What else? Oh, the Bears are up and coming. I like that too. See?
Up and coming is good. Are you people in marketing?
That very good. My answer quickly, my takeaways for the NFL this week. The Bears got a head coach fired. That's pretty amazing. My takeaway is that Seattle needs
Brick
to be
killed a guy.
You may want to lay low. Seattle needs to continue to be taken more seriously. They've won four in a row.
Yeah, respect Seattle.
Let's respect Seattle. Yeah. I think they need a little bit. Like, we're always a little bit slow with teams like Seattle. They're sort of out of the purview. So I will say that. And I think for the first time, even though you're right about Detroit, they're better than the Bears, this is the first time that I've looked at the division and said maybe the Bears do have a chance to win the division.
Ooh, I like
that. And that is not something that has come out of my mouth, even in the preseason up until right this very moment. I'm not saying put money on the Bears, but look, I think that they have an opportunity to win the division. Hey,
also, I did make the Applebee's joke about Dan Campbell speaking into the card because somebody had to do it.
By the way, I did put money on the Bears quite some time ago with some astronomical odds. I feel good about that.
Well, good for you, man. Good for you, because I know you were like a 7-win guy early in the season.
Brody,
I was an 8-win guy.
Mark Brady says, what's up?
What's up, Mark Brady?
He said, LOL, tell Grody I said what.
I miss seeing him on the Cubs tour, man. He was always on the flights, and he was always the life of the party.
One of the best senses of humor in the game.
No doubt.
And I killed a guy with a trident.
Tonight, the Bulls host the Spurs at United Center. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts.
Number four. Fourth question here. Victor Wembanyama is in town tonight. After their 6-1 start, do you see Josh Giddey and the Bulls avoiding a 3-game losing streak?
Is there a separate option? Do you think Josh Giddey avoids the losing streak but the Bulls don't? Is that why you're naming
them separately?
Let me take you down a path of Victor Wembanyama's dominance of life right now. I know that he only had 18 points against the Pelicans, but that man gets down the court in 3 strides. Three. And I still think that the dude who scored 40 against the Mavericks could come up at any time, especially against a team that doesn't play a ton of defense in the Bulls. So I'm sorry, Bulls. The Spurs are very good. So I just, I'm not seeing this end well for the Bulls. I think they probably lose this game. I'm sorry.
Why are you so negative, Layla?
Because I watch stuff.
Oh. You're an informed sports fan who watches the sports?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Can I give you the...
You're dangerous.
But I'm a girl. I'm supposed to be positive.
Well, that's true. You should smile more, too, Layla.
I should smile more.
Let's talk about the number one reason why the Bulls can win this game tonight. Not saying that they will, but they have a good chance to win this game. Better than what a lot of people are giving them. It's more than a puncher's chance. Two things. Number one, the Spurs, although they are 7-2 and in first place in their division.
So tall.
They have two losses this season. One to the Lakers, one to the Suns. Both those losses came on the road. Do you know who's undefeated at home through five games?
To whom?
That would be the Bulls.
Bulls.
The Bulls are undefeated at home.
What?
We talked about how they needed to have a better home record this season to reach their potential. Tonight is a great opportunity coming off their first back-to-back of the season. One of those games, they definitely should have beaten Cleveland on Saturday. Now, do it at home. I think I'm going to be very interested to see how Billy Donovan schemes up against Victor Wembanyama in that offense, how they account for De'Aaron Fox and his speed.
Scoring.
But I think they can find a way to win this game. But I want to see how it unfolds.
I think they'll find a way to win this game too, because they're going to be now that I think about it, I hope the weather doesn't preclude people from packing the house at the United Center tonight, because a couple games that I've been to, there had been, I know they keep giving the jacked up attendances, but the some of the upper bowls have not been filled out there at the United Center. Hopefully that's starting to catch on. I like them to win, and man, I almost look at it as a must win because of the gauntlet of road games. We have five straight games on the road at Detroit, Utah, Denver, and Portland. So I think that will be in their brains, because they're going to look at that road trip and say, can we, you know, win two games on that road
trip? Portland, yeah.
Yes. You can, those are winnable games, but the road is always crazy. And while we're doing shout outs to other producers and people in the business, a shout out to our guy, Paul Pabst.
Paul Pabst,
the producer of the Dan Patrick Show and a Chicago guy, says, good segment, good debate. I think he was probably talking about the debate that we were having a little bit earlier here.
The one I won, I remember it.
Oh, you think you won that debate here?
Guys, we have another question. I'm just reminding you.
Oh, sorry. Am I wasting time to our next question? Go
just
ahead.
Just reminding
Go ahead.
Let's no, get what five was that? What else was
no,
there?
No, that's it. That's it.
Hi, Paul Pabst. We didn't get to five last week.
No, you're right.
I'm trying to be mindful.
Good work.
Last question here at 5 on it, Rahimi Harrison Grody. Where's the best bagel place in Chicago? Because I'm going to be quite honest, Chicago, this is a bad bagel city.
It's not that. It's at the pH of the water, or in this case, very much applying. In Philly, they say water. The pH of the water is not going to result in the chewiest, most optimal bagel. But I think I have a place for you. And they don't pay me to say this. I definitely give them my money. But I don't like spending my money all the time, which is why you know it's good, because I'm willing to spend my money there. Corey's NYC Bagel Deli. There are multiple locations. There's one about a mile north of here. And I think that they probably provide the closest to East Coast bagel experience. And they do really good bagel
so
sandwiches.
So they have to outsource to NYC? Damn.
Well, they're here, but they call it Corey's NYC.
That, yeah.
And just like New York, they have black and white cookies, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a tasty place.
I will cede my time to others because, well, biscuits over bagels also and always. And you know what? Shout out to Paul Pabst. I listen to the tailgate pretty much every other week.
Oh, nice.
We love Paul.
Yeah. No, it's a good show.
He's
it's
a pleasant
tight.
Individual.
Absolutely. I will say that the best bagels that I've had, a little place called Starbucks.
What the hell?
That is trash.
I do love.
Come on.
In other words,
you've been invalidated.
In other words, I'm not a big bagel guy. So, but I didn't want to ruin the fun. So, Robbie.
Wait, you guys don't like bagels? We got two people here that
dislike,
don't prefer.
Biscuits are greater than bagels, sir.
That's just not true.
I don't dislike bagels. It's just not my go-to.
I used to go to East Bank, and they had tremendous bagels. And Bialy's, which is like the lighter version and also chewy.
What do you need in your bagel, by the way? Like, what is it? Are you sesame?
Some cream cheese.
Like,
I'm an everything bagel guy.
Everything.
You need some cream cheese. But like
Starbucks, absolutely.
Like, yesterday, I was craving for a bacon, egg, and cheese. I went to a place, the bagel sucked, and I hated the sandwich,
man.
And it ruined my day. And it was
Sorry
$10.
About your experience.
Oh, Mark also wants to point out that Wemby is 0-3 in his career versus the Bulls.
Mark wants to point that out? Oh, Brady.
Mark Brady.
Yeah, Brady.
He's a producer.
You also want to point that out, too.
Brady said, if he's still
I'm
listening,
sorry,
he'll
Mark
text
Brady,
this to
I
you.
Just, Victor looks unstoppable, man.
Brady said I looked like one of the NBA coaches last year. I can't remember who it was.
Nick Nurse with glasses, potentially?
I don't know. But he said, if he's listening, he'll text you.
He will.
And you guys could be like,
shout
oh.
out to Mark Brady. We love you. Yeah. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Rahimi Harris, Grody, and Brady.
Sick.
We have to we dial up the blame pie a lot. What about the credit pie? Nobody ever talks about the credit pie.
Yeah, let's give some extra pie out.
Yep, credit pie. Slice it up. Pick your pie. How much of it goes to Caleb Williams in the win against the Giants? Let's do it next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. Williams flushed. Williams on the run. There goes Caleb Williams. There goes Caleb Williams. First and goal, Chicago. Second down. Okay. Have come all the way back and lead with a minute 47 left.
This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. I'll tell you why I'm laughing, but first, that was Fox Sports' Joe Davis, Greg Olson on the call, and Caleb Williams is the winning quarterback yet again after doing his best to lead this team down the field. Twice, they scored 14 points in under 4 minutes time. And that's how they were able to come away with the win, 24-20, Bears over the Giants. Caleb Williams, 20 of 36, 220 yards in the air, threw for a touchdown. And then he also ran for one as well to go with his 63 yards on the ground. And one of the longest runs of his career was part of the comeback in this game. Another follow-up to Mark Grody, just so you guys are aware, it's Brian Keefe. That is the coach that Grody looks like.
And?
Yes.
You can't. Can you think of him off the top of your head? I certainly can't.
Well, but he's correct. I thought maybe it was Nick Nurse.
You see where he's coming from.
That
okay.
wasn't correct. Brian Keefe. So,
I'm not looking it up. Oh, yeah, I could see
Brian
it.
Brian Keefe, the Wizards
head
coach.
I can see where he's coming from. He looks a little more ragged than I do, but yeah.
Just has longer hair.
Yeah, I think I'm a little cuter, but yeah, you know.
All right, so we've got that figured out. We talk about the blame pie a lot, but this is the opposite. This is the credit pie. So how much credit are you giving Caleb Williams to drive down the field in crunch time and be able to ultimately get the Bears not only the one score they needed, but the two?
The lion's share of credit is what Caleb Williams deserves for what he was able to pull off in the fourth quarter of that game. The defense wasn't getting the job done, but when they did finally get a stop, Caleb Williams says, okay, you guys scored a field goal on the one-yard line, or what would have been the one-yard line if you had accepted the 12 men on the field penalty. I'm going to score touchdowns on my last two drives. I think the ability to just stay on his feet is maybe the most impressive part of this.
His elusiveness is ridiculous.
He had a running game. He had targets who were willing to not only catch the ball like Luther Burden III, but also plow forward once they got their hands on it, playmakers in space. But it doesn't happen if he can't stay upright. And that man took zero sacks yesterday. I think it may be the thing that we've talked about the least today, but we should talk way more about. That's becoming a part of his tool set that we can no longer ignore and kind of say, hey, by the way, this guy got sacked 68 times to lead the league last year, third most sacks in an NFL history of all time. And yet now people cannot get him down, averaging less than two sacks per contest.
And Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns are no slouches.
Yeah, you speak no lies. A dominant pass rush, and Caleb Williams is out there saying, hit me if you can. And several times they got physical hands on him. If this was two-hand touch, he would have been sacked. But it's not two-hand touch. I saw a combination of speed, power, and just overall slipperiness from him.
No doubt. He's got cat-like athleticism. I'll just say it because I live with a cat, and the athleticism that this cat has is amazing. Like, seriously, like, guys get, he knows exactly when to bounce off of a guy, or a guy looks like he's got him dead to rights. So that elusivity is just what? Really needs to be hit home, because it's pretty awesome to see him escape. And then we were just talking about it a few weeks ago, or maybe even like in the last couple of weeks, that when he sees the green grass in front of him, sometimes you got to go ahead and take off. You don't have to make the hero play. And he makes the 29-yard run that leads to a touchdown pass to Roma Dunze, and then obviously the 17-yard run to win the game 24-20. So, although I still want to see more from Caleb. And look, his wide receivers left it a little bit ambiguous because of the drops, for sure. Still want to see more from him in the first three quarters. But he made big, giant plays that won the game for the Bears.
Well, and I alluded to this earlier in probably our first two segments of the show. If you missed him, go back. You can listen on the Rewind app on Odyssey, the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. But we talked about how there are quarterbacks who won't lose you games. And in the fourth quarter, unlike, say, another former quarterback for the Cowboys and Tony Romo, who did turn the ball over in the final minutes pretty often, I don't get that feeling with Caleb Williams. You know, you don't think he's going to make the baddest of the bad decision, and not cool baddest, like baddest. He's not going to make the worst. He doesn't like fall apart in those moments.
No.
You know, that's not what he does. And so I consider that when we put this all together, he will try to make something happen, but I don't think it's going to come at the cost of something catastrophic. I think that happens more mid-game, but I don't see him doing that when it's really time to march down the field and try to make something occur. The hardest part, I think, now for his game is, like, for example, when you have the daylight in front of you, what is your read progression? You know, when you're trying to get that third down, say it's third and five and you think you can run for it, is there somebody downfield who's open? Or are you just trying to make sure you can do what you can to get the first down? I think that's the next level of this thought process for him.
I think he's already there, because I think we're seeing him understand down and distance on third down specifically, right? And maybe a little bit even on fourth down.
Third and long, too.
Yeah, to understand, can I actually make it? And if he can make it, he takes off. Remember, he had the 29-yard run, which is the longest of his career in this game. But more importantly, to your point about mistakes and making the least amount of mistakes, understand this. Caleb Williams is not just moving. He's doing something Jackson Dart couldn't do yesterday, which is taking off running and not losing the football. He has zero fumbles lost this season. Yes, he has thrown four picks. But if you look at last year and the number of times that he lost the ball via fumble, five over the course of 17 games, to get over halfway through this season, nine games, no fumbles lost, he's taking care of the football.
Yes.
And that's job one as a quarterback, let's be honest.
Also, yeah. 708 on the text line brings up a good point, and I'll tell you why. He says, he did get sacked, but it was negated by a defensive hold penalty. I believe that was illegal contact downfield, that penalty. So when you consider that part of it too, even though it was a sack, it might not have been a sack had the penalty not occurred to begin with. So even that to me is a good sign.
Here's the other thing too about that. We're talking so much about using his legs. Some of the, like when you really see though the throws with the zip on them that is needed, like the 27-yarder to Roma Dunze in the second quarter, the play to Luther Burden, which was a 27-yard play as well, that really got the Bears feeling like they could do some stuff at the end. Like seeing the confidence with which he throws these explosive plays, that's him using his arm talent correctly. Because I know there's been criticism at times that he needs to put a little touch on the ball. We see him using his full strength in context, it's pretty sweet. We saw that several times yesterday.
I think the biggest thing for me watching him going forward, now that we know he's, one, taking care of the football and making better and quicker decisions, he's processing faster. That's something Ben Johnson has talked about. And he's been pretty honest about his week-to-week assessment as we discuss Caleb Williams and his deserving share of the, not blame pie, but the, what are we calling it?
The credit pie.
The
credit pie.
Tastes better. It's flakier coming out of the oven.
Raheem Harris and Grody, is that if he can just continue to do what he's doing and continue to progress, they can score the 30-plus points that will be necessary to compete with some of these teams on the back end.
So we heard earlier in the week, Ben Johnson, wordsmith, referred to Darnell Wright as a unicorn. And then Darnell was skeptical because in his own words, I don't have a horn. So, and then Olin brought up the term narwhal this morning, which made it even better.
What's that?
I don't have a horn.
You poor thing.
Isn't a narwhal just like the unicorn of the sea?
He was born without a horn. I'm sorry, Darnell.
I don't have a horn.
Oh, yeah, man. But I actually think that a narwhal, it's like a seal with a unicorn horn.
Really? I think we're getting carried away.
It's
Olin's making stuff up.
No, a narwhal is real.
It's real.
So
it's real and it's huge, which is more appropriate for Darnell Wright.
And, yeah, needless to say.
Are you a narwhal truther?
Why do we keep calling it truther when they're the ones lying? Can we examine that part of it?
We're not the sheep. Now. Grody knows what's up. Narwhals aren't real.
No, they're not. They're not.
Birds are
real. You want to tell Olin Kreutz that a narwhal isn't real?
Hey, Grody,
this is
straight off the internet.
Straight off the internet.
Yes. The narwhal is a species of toothed whale native to the Arctic.
And they got a horn?
It is the only member of the genus Monodon and one of two living representatives of the family Monodonitae. The narwhal is a stocky cetacean with a relatively blunt snout. So I don't know if I'd call it a horn. I'm looking at a picture of it.
I see
a
them.
Large melon and a shallow ridge in place of a dorsal fin.
Genius, Monodon.
Well, also, it's monoceros like a rhinoceros. It's the same idea.
Well, where'd you get that off of? Wikipedia? You trust Wikipedia?
2,100
pounds. Don't trust
pounds.
Wikipedia when it comes down to, say, people like us. Trust Wikipedia for animal stuff.
That's right.
But the reason I bring it up is Ben Johnson isn't exactly like Marshall when it comes to the metaphors and analogies and such. But he did describe Caleb Williams as Houdini.
I tell you, he looks like a Houdini back there in the backfield because, like I said, that's a really good pass rushing front that they've given a lot of teams fits. I think Burns is leading the NFL in sacks. And so there are times where he's trying to escape and making some things happen. He had a couple throws down the field, but like you said, over 50 yards again rushing for the second week in a row. And I thought in the fourth quarter there, we really needed that as a shot in the arm to end up winning that ball game. So credit to him.
Dua Lipa. Absolutely. Houdini.
It's that one Dua song. Lipa is using Houdini as a threat. Like, if you treat her poorly, she's going to go Houdini.
Oh, really? So that's a dark song, huh?
Yeah.
No, that's just like she's going to disappear.
Yeah. Oh, she's if you mistreat me, catch me and I go Houdini.
I'm going to disappear. I got you.
And
sorry.
Then Caleb Williams is like, if I don't like this pocket, I'm going to go Houdini for yards and still produce for this partnership. So they're actually kind of different when you think about it.
Pass rushers had that man sacked. They had hands on him and he was like, not today.
Boop, boop.
Yeah, you know what
it is? I just like shimmied my shoulders. Shimmy. You couldn't see that.
He effectively used the shoulder shimmy to get out of sacks. And he's done it increasingly over the last few weeks, where he just kind of does a little dipsy-do, like right out of it.
It's amazing. A little dipsy-do?
Yeah.
A little dipsy-do. Do you think we should
like
get him a wand?
It's like a half shimmy. And did I dare see a juke move by Caleb Williams at one point? I don't know if it was in this game. I'd have to go back.
I think he did juke somebody. It was like a little stutter step.
Yeah.
So, Mark, you ever been to the club and you see like young ladies dancing together?
Oh yeah.
And they're together, they're in a group, they're just trying to have a good time. And of course there's that one guy who's like, let me get in there. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see a girl do a little right up out of there.
Oh wow.
Lynn, I've never used this move before.
Nobody's ever exited me.
Or I'll just actually turn.
Turn your back to them? The problem with turning your back to them is now they feel like, oh, you're trying to throw it in my face.
No,
okay.
That's why you turn only a quarter of the way, perpendicular.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Side, nothing but side.
There's a whole game going on at the club, man.
It's a redirect.
Yeah.
It's a redirect.
Okay.
Like hockey, but not quite like
hockey. I like that. People getting redirected out at the club.
But I feel like that's what happened on some of those runs. He did redirect.
Yes.
I thought you'd be happy that I made it.
And sometimes when he redirects, he throws. And sometimes he's just like, all right, it's been long enough. I'm going to take off.
Yeah. That's the scientific name for it. Just a boop boop.
Yeah, boop. He's got a little magic wand, like the black wand with a little white tip, little boom right there.
Sir, describe the bears. Tip. Well, there's a boop boop, and there's a narwhal, and there's a unicorn, maybe. And this is all sounding pretty ridiculous.
Poor guy. I mean, like,
it's the way he said it.
I want to help people that were born without horns. That's going to be my next volunteer.
That's all of us.
Escapade. Yeah. Poor guy was born without a horn. How do you get through life?
He's a unicorn without a horn.
If you're a 6'5 offensive lineman, 300 pounds, and you don't have a horn?
Well, his helmet fits better, probably.
That's true.
Donate now.
Donate now to people born with unicorns who are born without horns.
Support
who aren't horses.
Hornless unicorns like Darnell Wright.
I don't have a horn.
I know.
Somewhere rhinoceroses are very mad that you didn't mention them because they do.
God, I wish I would have heard him say
so
that.
So Olin was right. That's pretty much what I've come down to in this segment.
Olin's always right.
He is.
Yep.
I mean, it's really hard to say no.
I'm working with Olin and James Big Cat Williams the day after Thanksgiving, kids.
Hey, can you do me a favor and ask Big Cat if I saw him at the Cash Money 30th anniversary show?
You didn't know? I mean, he's not exactly an ambiguous human being.
It was really dark in there.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you couldn't make out faces necessarily.
He's Big Cat.
And also, he's not the only one that tall. That's the thing.
He's extraordinarily tall, though.
Yeah, but he's not the only one.
Really?
Cash Money brings people together.
Cash Money got a tall audience, do they?
Not always.
Okay.
Enough of this. Yeah. We want to know what you think. Would you describe the Bears as a unicorn?
Bears.
We want to know. We need one-word descriptions of the Bears. Tell us what you think. That's next. 312-644-6767.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Words are awesome. I love words.
So we want to know, who are the Bears to you? We want one word answers. 312-644-6767 is the number to call. Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Yes.
One word. Do you have a word?
Although 309 was pretty good. The Bears are an above ground pool. I get it. You're not quite an in ground pool. You're an above ground pool. I'll count it because it's one term.
There's a place for those.
I like the above ground pool idea because everybody likes a pool, right? Everybody likes to have access to a pool.
But you don't want to commit to the construction is the thing.
I had neighbors growing up. We had our neighbors had a pool and we were very close. So I essentially had a pool.
Was it in ground or above ground?
It was above ground. Yeah, but it was a sweet pool.
But wouldn't you have appreciated more an in ground pool?
Of course, of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
So
that's a good point.
As an adult, I had in ground pools and then I was like, what's the point of this? And I'm like, at houses. Yeah, I lived in a house in Dallas that had one. It was salt water and I rarely used it because it was so hot.
Why was it salt water?
It just was. That's how the house was.
Isn't that funny? Like, I have a pool in my building.
My
husband and I
did okay at the time. And then my dad has an in-ground pool, and, like, I never use it when I'm there.
No, but is that common? Because I didn't know that salt water in-ground pools were, like, a thing.
Yeah, what's that all about? What is it, an ocean? It's an ocean pool?
It's just supposedly, like, less chemically when it comes to
it's cleaner.
I don't know. No, not necessarily.
So we're getting some answers here, and I like the answers.
312 says cocoon, which I actually agree with. They were an ugly caterpillar. Maybe they'll be a butterfly. Maybe they'll be a moth. To be determined. Ugh. So that's what we have to say. Do you see any text there that you like?
I do. So 773, clutch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that applies. 217 might also have something that applies. I don't know if I agree with it, but I understand where you're coming from with the word lucky.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take lucky.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather be lucky than good.
In the NFL.
Britney Spears has a song about lucky. Grody, do you remember that one?
Oh, I don't know if I remember that one. Britney Spears? I play the hits. I don't know. That's like B-side right there, Layla. I didn't realize how deep you went with Britney.
Oh, yeah. I saw her. Some Britney Spears songs.
You know where I saw her, don't you?
Britney's a little... You saw the Vegas show?
Jingle Bash.
Oh, Jingle Bash.
Were you at that one? She wasn't even the...
No.
Who was the headliner? Well, she was actually considered the headliner. But yeah. They always say that the headliners go last, but they always say it's the bands that go first and second that are the big ones at the Bash these days.
Huh.
Oh, they don't have like opening acts?
No, they do. There's like six or seven acts that go.
847, we have definitely mentioned that Brian Daboll got fired. And yeah, the Bears got a head coach fired. And yes, Fox is sending their number one broadcast team to cover the Bears. I don't know what's happening. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Joliet. Tony, you're on with Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Hey, Layla Marshall. Grody!
Stop!
Love you, man. My word is, and my reason, my word is special, and my reason is this. I love Franken Park, but judging this team analytically and breaking down all of the different things that are going on this year, it's not the right way to look at it. We've only had special a few times. Walter, Gale, and let's go to Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan came in, he didn't have a mid-range shot. He didn't have the coach for him. He didn't develop the three-pointer. And we have Caleb, who does things that nobody else does. Nobody escapes like he escapes. Nobody has the way at the fourth quarter that he has poise, and he understands the moment. The guy is about winning at every cost, and that's rare. He cares more about winning than he cares about anything else. And when you have that, and a coach like Ben Johnson, I swear to God, that guy, when this is done, Dicko won't even be a talk on who was the best coach. Dicko is a beautiful motivator, but come on, the guy didn't understand football like Ben Johnson even close. So what we got coming on, guys, it's special. Enjoy it. Understand it's a process, but what we have right now, you can't teach. And what this kid's going to do, when those sideline throws that were dropped and those are flown in 3 years, we are going to be on every Monday. I'll be after Frank from Oak Park, and I wouldn't even talk football then. I'll just give you guys food recipes because it's going to be that beautiful. Love you guys.
Thanks,
you,
Tony.
Thanks,
love
Tony.
You too.
Thank you, Tony.
Love yous too. Shout out to Chris Tannehill, by the way. Yeah. Speaking of food,
Tanny smoked his own wings.
The man
does everything.
He's been smoking wings
all day.
This is
the best Victory Chicken I've had since I've been here. I'm going to say that.
He even made fries. Like I.
Layla doesn't even eat a lot of wings, and she wolfed one down. So that's a good sign. Thank you, Chris Tannehill.
Thank you, Tanny.
Victory Chicken Monday provided by the great Chris Tannehill.
Let's go to Pete on the north side. Pete, you're on with Rahimi Harris and Grody.
I love you. Love the show 100%. Here's what I want to say. The Bears defense, not the Bears, but the Bears defense is porous, like SpongeBob SquarePants porous.
Amazing and porous and yellow is he. That's a good one.
100%. And I know it's a Bears victory Monday, but can we get some North Texas love for the Blackhawks who are playing out of their minds?
Layla?
No, yeah, we were actually just talking about Connor Bedard during one of our breaks, Pete. So, yeah, we can absolutely do that. I feel like Jeff Blashill may have unlocked Connor Bedard.
Why don't we give the audience a little preview of what Marshall was telling the producers over there to throw down for a potential five on it question
in one of these days.
It's a very dangerous
question.
You're playing a dangerous game, Mr. Harris.
Say it out loud.
Say it out loud, dude.
Look what you've done.
See?
The question that I posed to my colleagues here, and which we will bring to the forefront some point this week.
Another day.
Not a victory Monday, as was mentioned. Who do you believe in more, Caleb Williams or Connor Bedard?
I'm so scared.
I'm so excited.
But I'm also so scared.
I just want to point out that my favorite comment that's come across a couple of times here is opportunistic. I think that best sums up where they are right now.
Pretty good.
Being opportunistic is a good quality in life.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just sent us a text that is nothing but letters on the text. We can't get links on the text line. We can't get links. We can't get gifts. We only get the baseball and the heart emoji, just so you guys are aware. I don't know why it's baseball and heart, but it is.
Can we accept money from the texters?
I was waiting for the thought. No.
Sorry.
No, we cannot accept money. We barely can accept these wings from Tanny. What are you trying to do over here?
That's a good point. Ray, you want to take a quick crack at Bedard versus
We don't have
Caleb?
Time.
Here's the best part. Yeah, Grody's pretty much indirectly harassing his Take the North podcast partner from last night. Dan Weederer. So you know what? I'm going to let you two sort it out amongst yourselves.
Then I'm
going to ask him a couple football questions.
Okay.
The senior writer at The Athletic next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.